Hey kid, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's Monday. I hope your week is already off to a great start. And this week, it's Monday, so it's time for a brand new truth about God. But first of all, let's remember the truths we've already learned. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. And today, we're going to learn our 11th truth. What can God do? And the answer, God can do whatever He chooses to do. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. But first, the joke of the day.
Hey, Becca, what's a cow's favorite holiday?
I'm not sure. What is it?
New Year's Day.
Hey, kid, it's time for you to wake up. This is Clara, and this week we are answering a new question, what can God do? The answer is, God can do whatever He chooses to do. The word Bible teachers use is omnipotence, which means that God has all power or that His power is unlimited. In Jeremiah 32:17, the author says to God, "Nothing is too hard for thee." In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel says to Jesus' mom, "With God, nothing will be impossible." God proved His unlimited power when He created the world out of nothing, made Adam from dust, caused the earth to stop spinning, and when, in person of Jesus, He died and came back to life. He also fed thousands of people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, stopped a storm by speaking to it, and gave sight to a blind man. God can do anything He chooses to do. So, this means that there are some things God can't do. God never goes against who He is. God is truth, so He will never choose to lie. Therefore, Hebrews says that it is impossible for God to lie. It's not because He isn't powerful enough to lie. It's because He would never choose to lie. In the same way, the Bible teaches that God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. So God can't die or stop being God. Not because He is too weak to do that, but because He doesn't go against who He is. People have power, but our power is limited. God is omnipotent. His power is completely unlimited. People have imperfect character. Sometimes we are honest and sometimes we are not. But God has a perfect character, so we can trust Him to never go against it. What can God do? He can do whatever He chooses to do. And there are some things He will never choose to do.